the main thing, the main violence feared by the migrants is that of states, host states and transit states. Yes, there are criminals out there, traffickers, smugglers, who do all sorts of bad things. But what migrants fear most is to be arrested, detained for a long period, sent back to situations of poverty or of violence and persecution. And host states and transit states have, in the past two or three decades, had increasingly violent policies towards irregular migration in particular. And this vulnerability or this irregularity has created huge pockets of violence, of human rights violations.
So you're saying that actually the violence that migrants can face is not from transnational organized criminal gangs or people like that, smugglers, but from governments and states?
Yes, I'm saying it's also from states. Yes, there are criminal gangs, there are traffickers. There are people who exploit the vulnerability of migrants out there, and this has to be fought. But what migrants fear most is how they are treated in transit states and host states. And frankly, the treatment of irregular migrants everywhere has been quite often appalling. States believe that their territorial sovereignty gives them the power to treat irregular migrants at will, without any constraints.
What do you want to see member states doing about this problem then? What do you think they can do to reduce the violence against migrants?
Well, there are a few things that have to be done and are difficult to do. They're difficult to do because politically migrants don't count. First, we have to change the discourse about migrants. The only thing we talk about migrants is the criminality, is the irregularity, is the fact that these people, us and them, the us and them discourse is totally prevalent, and migrants are always presented as invaders, people stealing jobs, bringing health hazards and illnesses. You know, they're like toxic waste or viruses. This is a discourse that is completely toxic in itself and creates more problems than it solves. The second thing that states should do is acknowledge the complexity of why there are migration flows. Yes, these people come because they come from areas of poverty and instability, and they come to countries where there is an open future for them, or so they believe. But they also come, and this is not acknowledged by most host states, they also come because there's a labor market waiting for them and actually calling for them in the host states. All of our countries have irregular migrants in significant numbers. Most of them work, often in appalling conditions, but they all work. And they make whole sectors of our economies competitive. We have not yet understood and accepted, acknowledged, and told the citizenry that we actually need these people and that they are already part not only of our economy, but of our society.